And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
My kids are very excited to see The Secret Life of Pets opens today in theaters everywhere.
Maybe we'll go and see it again, huh?
There you go. We all didn't get to go to a special screening.
Well, I'm sorry. Should have called you. That's all. I know. All right. Starring in the film, in addition to Louis C.K. and Jenny Slate and Kevin Hart. And gosh, this is just a great cast, by the
yeah.
way, people who are involved with the film. But it is a very well-known name around Kansas City. And that would be one Eric Stonestreet, who also stars as Cam on Modern Family.
Kansas City, Kansas native. Piper, to be specific.
That's right, Jim. We are waiting on hold with his people here. Let's see if we got hello?
Eric's on the line.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey.
Thanks for chatting us up here in Kansas City.
You got it. How's Kansas City this fine morning?
Hot and humid, like Kansas City.
Typical. Yeah. Yeah. My AC went out this morning, so it's all good.
I haven't been outside yet, but I'm guessing it's about 70 in L.A.
Oh, well.
That's rough.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just awful. Yep.
So, Eric, I know you hear this probably from a million people, especially when you come back here, but I did go to high school with you. You were a senior when I was a freshman at Piper.
Oh, really?
And you know the yearbook that has all the smiley faces on it? That was your senior yearbook, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in that yearbook, we were on the track team together, and you're in the back row in the track team picture, and I'm right in front of you, like kneeling down in the second row.
It's a great picture.
And so now when I tell people, and I'm like, I went to school with Eric Stonestreet, look. I'm right in front of him. We're practically best friends.
Oh, my gosh. What's your last name?
Johnson. Jennifer Johnson.
Oh,
I know
okay.
you totally yeah. remember me, I know, because I was a super important
yeah,
freshman.
Yeah, of course. I hope I was nice to you.
Well, I don't think you had any idea who I was, because you were a big popular senior. You were very popular, and you hung out with the cool kids, and I was not. I was just a lowly little dorky freshman.
Well, but we were all lowly dorky freshmen at one point.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I remember you, and now I know, like, your mom lives right next door to my cousin, and so I just feel like, you know, it's so cool to see you on TV and in movies, because I'm like, but it's just Eric Stonestreet from Piper.
Yeah, from my track photo, who I knelt in front of.
All right, now I went to Miege, so I want to know, what did you guys all do? What did you do in track?
I was a discus thrower and shot putter.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. As I remember, was a wonderful
long distance runner.
Long distance runner.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jenny was a yeah. She was great. She
1 and 2 miles.
Soto and Baker.
You can sell it however you want it.
Oh, that's
great. I'm just going to believe that you remember me.
That's awesome. Well, hey, man, congratulations on Secret Life of Pets. This is a fantastic, fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's really cute. I think people are going to enjoy it very much. It's a fun movie for me to have as my first animated feature. You know, I've done animation on TV before, but this is the first time I've done it in a movie. It's really fun. It's a fun movie for obviously, you know, kids and adults alike.
Well, and your family's kind of hosting some special screenings tomorrow here in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, well, I wanted to do something for Kansas City with the movie because it's pets and I love animals and stuff. So my sister and I kind of came up with the idea of doing a screening up at the Berry Woods 24, and people could go and make donations to the Humane Society of Kansas City and get a ticket. So I picked up, I think there's two screenings. I forget how many seats are there, maybe like 500 seats total. So I got the tickets, and then all people have to do is either go to the Humane Society of Greater Kansas City, which is on Parallel in Kansas City, Kansas, or now they just made it where you can just email The Secret Life of Pets, RSVP@gmail.com, and you'll get an email back saying to bring your donation to the theater, and you can get up to 5 tickets per family. Let me repeat that, I guess. The Secret Life of Pets, RSVP@gmail.com. I'm not sure how many tickets are left, but I think there's some left. And go tomorrow, and I think there's a screening at 10 and 11 at the Berry Woods 24. And Let me get the ticket for you for just bringing in a couple things that the Humane Society needs there in Kansas City.
And that's awesome. That is really great of you. That's fantastic. And, of course, you know, we've got a great community of animal lovers and animal shelters here in Kansas City as well. So to have them be able to benefit from that, too, is just fantastic.
Well, it's nice to be able to help the animals out. I love animals, as Jenny knows. I grew up with animals out there and Piper.
What do you have now? Are you able to keep animals when you're on the road so much?
Yeah, I've got pigs and cows and chickens
no,
and goats
don't.
Here in Los Angeles. The neighbors are not stoked about it. But, no, I don't have any animals right now. I had a dog for 15 years, but he unfortunately passed away in April. He got lung cancer and really went downhill really quickly. Right as I was getting geared up to do all the press for The Secret Life of Pets, he knew I was going to be gone, I think, and he made a quick exit, which was a blessing, because he only knew old age for 1 month of his life, basically.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. They're not with us that long, and it's just, it makes an indelible impact. It's crazy. Eric Stone Street here on the show with us. Secret Life of Pets opens up today, and this comes on the heels of you also being in town for Big Slick, which was amazing, raising a great amount of money for Children's Mercy. So congrats on that as well.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, Rob started that thing, you know, 7 years ago, and then asked me to get involved. And our families do such a great job throughout the year of getting everything ready. So all we have to kind of do is show up, and then the people of Kansas City show up and support the organization, and inevitably all that money goes to Children's Mercy Hospital, which is what the cause is. It's a really neat treat. I told Rob this year, you know, if things could get as big as we could handle it to get. I really truly believe that as people start to hear more about it. Our friends, our celebrity friends, enjoy coming to town. They enjoy coming to Kansas City and meeting the nice people and going to the Royals game and visiting the children and the staff and the families at Children's Mercy Hospital is always a highlight.
When you get to come back to Kansas City, are there one or two places that you're like, I have to go eat here, I have to go hang out here? Where are the few places you have to go?
You know, when I come home to Kansas City, people will be very, maybe not surprised or surprised, that I don't like to do anything. I like to go to my parents' house, and the two places I like to go is the chair in the living room and the chair and the couch in the other room. And I like to hang out with, my mom and dad, and you know, I see my sister and some of my other family, and that's really what I want to do. I mean, I love going to dinner in Kansas City, and I love seeing people, but ultimately when I come home, I just want to hang out, you know, with them, because the one thing about my career that people may or may not understand is that I spend a lot of time with people that I don't know very well.
Sure.
I don't ever get to spend a lot of time with the people that I know really well, so I try to make that a priority when I can, is to just do nothing but just see my friends that I've known for years and years and years, and you know, have some quality time with them and my family.
Well, and I had a couple of
but
people.
Yes, I eat barbecue, if that's your question.
Right,
that's
of course.
The question is.
Well, and a couple of people asked me on Facebook, they were like, ask him why Cam on Modern Family is from Missouri and not Kansas. Why isn't he given the Kansas love?
Very, very, very easy answer. Because when the show started and they were kind of taking things from our lives, and when they found out that I had a rural sort of upbringing with my pigs and cows, and they wanted to incorporate that into my life, I'm a smart enough guy to know that they were eventually going to want to kind of make fun of that. So I didn't want to make fun of Kansas. I wanted to make fun of Missouri. So my home state is Kansas, so I just made it that I said, well, make Cam from Missouri so we can make fun of Missouri and not Kansas.
Because
let me tell you, the same people that are asking me that question about, well, why are you from Missouri, not Kansas? They would now be saying, well, why are you making fun of Kansas? Why are you letting them make fun of Kansas?
Right.
So I was looking out for Kansas. I was looking out for Kansas.
You're a protector.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways that we can make fun of, you know, that we just do it naturally. It's, you know,
yeah,
it's like we just
make
put
fun
it up.
Of who?
Well, there's a lot of ways that Kansas just naturally people make fun of us anyway. So we didn't need anything extra to pile on.
Yeah, well, yeah, we didn't, exactly. I hear it left and right about things that are happening in Kansas all the time, so I didn't want to add to that, absolutely. So where'd you go to college?
Well, I started at Sterling College, which is down by Wichita, and I played basketball for a couple of years there. And then I ended up moving to Lawrence and went to KU for a semester before I was academically dismissed because I never went to class. And then I ended up graduating from Washburn University in Topeka.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You made it.
Yes. And then I followed you to Chicago. Not literally. I wasn't stalking you. I didn't follow you. But I did end up moving to Chicago, and I did Second City also. And so I, you know, see the connections here. We both grew up in KCK. We both go to Chicago due to Second City. And now you're big and famous with Emmy Awards, and I'm here, right here, hanging out.
Yeah, but we're talking to each other on the phone, so all paths lead to goodness.
It all built up to this moment.
Yeah, who did you study with in Chicago? Who were your teachers?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to go back and look at names. That was 2001, 2002-ish?
I remember the names of my teachers at Second City.
because you're better than me. That's why. And you were more important there.
Have you ever heard of a woman named Tina Fey? She was one of my teachers.
She was not one of my teachers. I did not have big famous teachers.
Oh, well, she wasn't famous then. She was just a teacher.
Yeah, that's true. No, I did not have a Miss Tina Fey. No, I had people who have not gone on to do things that I know of.
All right. Well, I'll bet I would know some of them, and I could find out how good you were as a student.
I would.
I think it's obvious now.
Clearly,
she was in the second city.
I was always at the best in my class when we did the question game. You know, where you can only speak in questions. I always won.
Yeah.
When we would do that, that was as good as it got.
You claim the fame.
That was it. Yeah.
That's good.
Right. But it throws me off that you call me Jenny, because at Piper, that's what everybody called me. I was still Jenny back in high school. So I'm going to pretend, that you still remember me.
Now you're Jennifer?
Yeah, now it's usually Jennifer or Jen or whatever. But yeah, then I was Jenny. And I'm going back to it now that you call me that.
Yeah, it's going to be a new trend.
Yeah.
Or it started today.
Thank you, Jenny.
That's it. It's just all over.
Well, are you guys going to be able to go to the screening tomorrow or Saturday? Yeah, tomorrow at Barry Woods 24.
I think I'm going to go take my two little girls because they are dying to see this movie.
Well, email while we're as soon as we get off the phone, email that email address that I gave and get your three tickets.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Do it now. Do it now.
Yes.
I fortunately got to see the movie last week, so my 6-year-old loved it and thinks that you're awesome. We watch Modern Family. That's like our block of shows on ABC with the Goldbergs in the middle of Modern Family. That's like our thing. So
yeah, it's a good group of TV shows. Goldbergs is really funny. I love the middle. I think the middle's moving this year to another night, though.
You think they're going to Tuesday, aren't they?
I think so, right.
Yeah, they're going to Tuesday.
But you know what's great is that B.B. Wood, who's on The Real O'Neills, also from Kansas City, she comes in studio with us a lot and hangs out with us, and she is just awesome. She's 14 years old and just one of these rising star actresses, and she is she's great. We're looking forward to a new season of that show as well.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know she was from Kansas City. You're just really throwing it in my face that she comes into the studio.
She lives here. You know, it's okay. We're not saying anything about that.
It would be nice if you'd come in studio, though. I'm just saying.
Come and see
Jenny. Yeah, well, message received loud and clear. Wow.
We could recreate the track picture. I'm just saying.
Will you just let go that you were kneeling in front of me?
Jenny, I was facing forward. I was looking at the camera.
Okay, that's not helping. That's not helping anything. Stop saying it.
Fine.
And I want to see if you can still throw stuff. If you can still throw discus and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I could throw stuff. I used to have a T-shirt that said, I may not be smart, but I could throw heavy things far.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
I remember that shirt from when we used to hang out, from when we went to school together.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, right.
For all of our senior and freshman
for all of our hangout time.
Interaction.
Right.
Wild
parties. Who was your best friend in high school? You still talk to them?
Nikki Kirby was one of my best friends, and I still do talk to her. She still lives in Piper, right down the street from your parents, actually.
Yeah. Nikki Kirby and I hang out all the time. It's weird she never invites you over when we're hanging out.
I know. It's awkward, and now I feel like our friendship is ruined as well.
Oh, Nikki Kirby.
Look, I didn't get to hang out with Tracy Eikenberry and the cool kids, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Wow, really pulling out the...
I wanted to be her so bad. She had the best hair.
She still has a huge, thick head of hair.
Yeah. Well,
he sees it all the time, so that's how he knows.
Because he hangs out with all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next time you're in town, I'm going to stalk you.
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Eric, thank you much. Congrats, man. Best wishes on the film and the next season of Modern Family as well, brother. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right. We'll chat soon.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.